Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antyakanda, Chapter 8. Beautiful pastimes. Lord Garanga and all his associates in the holy abode of Neelachala Dham, Sri Khetra Dham, Jagannath Puri. And we're hearing about all the wonderful Nitya Siddha devotees who are assembling in Puri to relish the association and pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu during Chaturmasya. Of course, Rath Yatra will be there, and so many beautiful pastimes, Gandinsha Leela, Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, and Narendra Sarovar, and many, many pastimes will be there. So we're hearing now about the different devotees who came, and now we're hearing about Chalilena Vasudeva Datta Mahashai, Janrastane Krishna Hai Apane Vikrai, Vasudeva Datta, unto whom Lord Krishna sold himself, also came. Vasudeva Datta is a devotee who wanted to take all the sins of everyone in the universe, not just some people on the earth planet. There are some famous religionists, they say, I've died for your sins, other people, of the human beings. Vasudeva Datta, he approached the Lord with a sankalpa, and a vow and a petition, my dear Lord, please, all the sins of everyone and the whole universe on every planet, let them come in my head. Let me carry the burden so that all get liberated. Then Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, that's already done. They're already liberated just by your will, of course, by the arrangement of the Lord. And he was so much moved by his compassion. So Krishna sold himself to Vasudeva Datta. Chalila Mukunda Datta Krishnara Gayan Shirananda Sena Radi Laila Aptagan. Mukunda Datta, Lord Krishna's singer, also came. Shivananda Sen and others brought their families along. So there's some, every year in Rath Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would divide up 7 kirtan parties and appoint a lead singer in each party and 1 lead dancer. And there's, 4 kartal players for every 1 mridanga player. And then like this, one mridanga player, and there was 7 mridanga players and 28 kartal players, something like that. Because there's 1 mridanga player in each group, there's 7 groups, 4 kartals. And they would come together, be 7 mridangas and 28 kartals. That was pretty powerful. So Mukunda Datta was one of the singers there. Chalila Govindananda Premete Vival Dasadik Haya Janra Smarane Nirmal. Govindananda, who was overwhelmed with ecstatic love of God, also came. Prem Vival. He's another singer, I believe. Or no, maybe not. By remembering him, the 10 directions are purified. Dasadik. Dik or dig means directions. And das means, of course, 10. That means the 8 directions and up and down. North, northeast, south, southeast. Like this, that's 8. This way, and then upside is 9, and then down is 10. So that's everything. The upper planetary planetary systems is up, and the lower planetary systems is down, and all directions is the middle planetary systems. So it's a poetic way of saying that anywhere in the universe, if you remember Govinda Nandan, let's all say Govinda Nandan, Govinda Nandan ki jai. So he's mentioned here in Madhyakanda, chapter 8, and I can't just recall right now his glories. But we remember him, and then the whole universe, basically it's a poetic way of saying the whole universe becomes purified. Nirmal. Nirmal means more than purified, because that could be punya or pavitram. Pavitram or punya means purified, or pavitram means pure, and punya means purified in connection to God. That's punya. But then when you say nirmal, it means no mal. Mal means dirt, contamination, greed, anger, lust, envy. These are the cheto darpan margin. We have to clean these things from our consciousness, lust and anger and greed. So by remembering these great devotees, Vaishnava Smaranam, Krishna Smaranam, Dham Smaranam, Leela Smaranam, remember Leelas of Krishna, remember the holy Dham and the Leelas, pastime places, it's nirmal, it creates a purity. And remembering the Vaishnavas, so Govinda Nandan, he's so powerful, and simply remembering him, then the whole universe becomes pure, nirmal, no dirt. Chelila Govinda Datta Maharsha Mane Mula Haya Che Kirtan Kari Prabhu Sane. Another devotee came, Sri Govinda Datta, who led Kirtan in the Lord's party, also jubilantly came. So many, he's also a Kirtan leader, Govinda Datta. These are the, we say about Lord Chaitanya's advent in 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Navayogendras are teaching so many things, and Haviyogendra, I believe, are one of those. He spoke about the upcoming Kali Yuga and the avatar for the sage, Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam. Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam Sango Pangashta Parshanam Yagya Sankirtana Priya Yajantihi Sumedasha. Yajantihi Sumedasha Sumedha. Someone has good intelligence, or half a brain, let's say, even if he doesn't have good intelligence, if he has half a brain, then he'll understand that Yajanti, he should worship God, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, with Sankirtan Yagya, Harinam. So it says, Krishna Varam Trisa Krishna, Sango Apangashra. He said that Sangha, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came in his Sangha with his associates, and they were his Sangha Parsha Astra. Sangha Anga Ashta. So they're Astra, they're his weapons. So these are the weapons of his association or assembling here, because the weapons in the Harinam Sankirtan, our weapons are Mridanga, Kartal, Wampers, because they have a great power. It says that and the conch shell is blown sometimes in the Kirtan party, or the horn, Vishana. In one book that describes the effect of the different weapons in the Sankirtan party, it says when they blow the Vishana, then it blows away all the misconceptions in the minds of the atheists, when they blow the conch shells. And when the Mridanga is playing, dig-dak, 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 dakka-dakka-dakka, it's saying phi, it's saying dig, dig, dig-ta. So dig, it's in dig-ta, dig-ta, you know this, the bowls of the Mridanga. So dig-ta, dig-ta, dig-ta. So dig means dick, D-I-K, and dick, D-I-K means phi, to hell. So when a Mridanga is going boom, it's going ding, ding, it's actually chanting mantra, dick, dick, to hell with all you materialistic people. And you're all going to hell if you don't surrender to the Sankirtan movement. This is described. And the kartals are going ching, 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 ching. And this is the sound of the gopis' ankle bells, inviting, it's an invitation for everyone to join the rasa dance. Stop all your hell, dick. Dick, stop all your hellish nonsense activities. To hell with all your activities. Give it all up. Surrender. Chase it out. And then, womp, blow out all the misconceptions with the heavy whirlwind of the conch shell or the vishana, the horn. And then, ching, ching, ching. Ah, this is the paramjaswa nivartate. You know, this simple verse in Bhagavad Gita. That rasuvarjam rasopyasa paramjaswa. When you hear the kartals, and the Sankirtan party, it's like the chortling of swans, like the chortling of swans gliding on a beautiful lake, and the mountain lake. The singing of the swans, or the kartals, I mean, sound like the ankle bells of the gopis dancing in Ras. And Krishna also wears ankle bells. You may remember our Sripad Aindradas used to wear ankle bells. Remember? You were side by side with him. He would bang his. He was in, you know, around, not exactly ankle bells, I would say. It was just like ankle bells is a little different concept. But it was like dancing bells, like when men do dance. There's a little band around the, like a wristband, but it's an ankle band, and has like three or four. You must have seen four or five rows of bells. So when you dance, chow chow, chick chick ching ching. You know, when you dance, like the male dancers, Tandava Nritya. That's the male dance. Just like we have, generally we think of Bharatanatyam as some ladies dancing, but men also do Bharatanatyam, and they also do Odissi dancing. I don't know if you were there in Barsana Yatra. There was one man came from Delhi. He was a Bharatanatyam person. Did you see that? You didn't see. So he did Krishna Leela, a very short person, and he was some associate of the temple up there. We had a Yatra in Barsana, and he said, I wanted to perform. So we had one hall there where we stayed. All the Russians. And he performed the same as Bharatanatyam, but more powerful type, because it's a man and not like this. You know, like this is like, tow, 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 you know, and then really like very, you know, men type of expression. But But the same thing, his eyes all make up, and he was this guy, he dressed as Krishna. He played Krishna's part, running from Yashoda. Usually the ladies play, they play like Mother Yashoda chasing Krishna. But he was dressed up like Krishna, and then he played, and he had blue paint and all that stuff. And he played, like he was making eyes like Mother Yashoda's chasing me, and there was some music. And he was playing the part of Krishna in the Bharatanatyam, like this. Very nice. So this Sanko bells. So this the kartals are to invite everyone for the rasa dance. So these great devotees are all coming, the kirtan people. Chalilena Ankariya Srivijayadas Ratnabahu Janre Prabhu Karila Prakash. Another great devotee named Srivijayadas, the writer of whom the Lord called Ratnabahu, the writer. I don't know exactly, no. Jewel handle also came. Sarashiva Pandit Chalila Shudamati Janagari Purve Nityanandera Vasati. The pure-hearted Sarashiva Pandit, in whose house Nityananda previously resided, also came. So it's mentioned there, these devotees are mentioned elsewhere in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So their glories are recounted in more depth in other places. So they're obviously, wherever the Lord is, they're there. And Navadvip Leela, they're with the Lord. And Puri Leela, they're with the Lord. So wherever the Lord goes, the devotees go. This is the concept being told here. And just in a general way. So the Sarashiva Pandit's there. Purushottam Sanjay Chalila Harshamani Jay Prabhura Mukya Shishya Purva Adyadhyani. Purushottam Sanjay, who was the Lord's principal student when the Lord taught, also came. So Lord Chaitanya Nimai Pandit, when he was in Mayapur, he had his Sanskrit toll, his school, and this apparently was one of his best students, Harshamani. He jubilantly came. He came with a very happy mind. Usually you don't want to meet your teachers again after you get out of school. After you get out of school, you're not too anxious to meet your teachers again. But apparently Nimai was so obviously all attractive, no matter what he was doing, whether he was teaching Vyakaran or Sanskrit Datus or Sundis or whatever, that he wanted to be with him. He went a long way. It wasn't like jump in your car and drive across town and meet your teacher. He had to really have a strong intention and desire, because he walked for 1 month to get there. It takes 1 month to walk from Navadvip to Puri. Hari Bali Chalilena Pandit Shiman Prabhu Nityaje Dyuti Dharina Savadan. Shiman Pandit came and he was chanting Hari Bol as he came. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So this, of course, is a popular mantra in Mayapur Navadvip amongst the rickshaw wallahs. Hari Bol, Hari Bol Prabhu, Mandir Javo. They're always chanting Hari Bol. Here everyone's chanting Radhi Radhi, Jai Radhi, Hare Krishna. So he carried a torch light. He carried a torch to light the way when the Lord performed kirtan. Oh, that's pretty interesting. That's a nice seva. Dharina Savadan. He very carefully carried a duty, a torch. So, very interesting to think about in the mind's eye. These are the one by one different associates of Lord Chaitanya are assembling in Jagannath Puri for his pastimes. And there's some brief, ever brief description written about them. And I can't remember. But this name is there, of course. It's in Madhya Leela, Shiman Pandit. But this little part here, it's very nice. You can just imagine. When he arrived in Puri, he was chanting Hari Bol. That was his speciality, Hari Bol. But then in the kirtan, because again, all these players, Nitya Parishads, eternal associates, they're all players in the Leela or drama of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Puri and Mayapur. And they're pretty much everything they're saying is something to do with Harinam. They're all, their contribution is they're chanting, they're dancers, they're singers. Because this is the main act here. There's not much butter stealing and all that. And Gauranga Leela, it's all about Harinam Sankirtan and relishing the internal bhavas of Harinam Sankirtan and Braj Bhav and Shivas Pandit's Ashram and Shivas Sangam. Or it's about distribution of that. It's Madhuri and Audharya. The same kirtan. For example, when devotees get together, just in sadhusang, Vaishnavas, and they do Harinam Sankirtan, then what they do is, say a group of all initiated devotees, lovers of Radha and Krishna, or let's say aspiring lovers, when they perform Harinam Sankirtan, then all their hearts are blending together in the medium of the holy name, and the holy names of Krishna, and they're relishing, and they're all contributing something to the center point. The center point is the yajna. It's a yajna. You see sometimes they have a home, a yajna kund, or it's called homa, and there's priests are sitting in different directions, and the jajamans, or the people that are sponsoring the yajna, they're sitting there. And many people, depending on the size of the yajna, are throwing some grains, some sesame seeds and barley, swaha. Maybe it's diksha, you may be seen. It's a big diksha function, people are getting initiated. Everyone throwing grains to the center point. Everyone is offering those grains to the yajna vai Vishnu, the fire, Vishnu. In the same way, the Harinam Sankirtan, when all the Vaishnavas come together, they sit in a circle or in some room. In the center of that circle is Radha and Krishna. It's like there's a yajna. It's called yajna. Harinam yajna. Sankirtan yajna. So, of course, it's subtle because it's on a platform of shabda. It's not made from samagri. It's not made from the gross elements of this world. The ear, the spiritual ear is hearing the holy name. And the spiritual tongue is chanting the holy name. And the spiritual heart is hearing the holy name. So it's not even shabda, as we know, material sound vibration. It's shabda brahman. This is Harinam Sankirtan. So all the devotees, they're offering their hearts. That's why I say that Harinam Sankirtan with devotees is a blending of hearts. So they're offering their bhavas, their feelings, their mood of sharanagati, their mood of surrender, their mood of dedication, their realizations, their attachment to Guru, Vaishnavas, and Krishna. They're offering that. That's all the contents of their heart, and they're offering that into the center. The center is the mantra. Everyone's chanting the one mantra. Everyone's throwing grains into the one fire. Yajna, Sankirtan Yajna. So when everyone throws grains into the fire, Vishnu is pleased, and everyone gets the benefit. Everyone that's there at that yajna gets benefit. They get purified. So this, and then, depending on how advanced the devotees are in that sangha, Harinam sangha, that mandali, that's rather called, kirtan mandali, then what's happening is everyone is offering their hearts into the fire, into the yajna-shala, into the homa, into the mahamantra, and the Harinam. They're offering their hearts there, and that's the relish, that's the madhuranam, that's the madhurya aspect of Harinam Sankirtan. And everyone's relishing my heart, I'm relishing your heart, you're relishing my heart. And all of our hearts are being offered for the relish and satisfaction and pleasure of Radha and Krishna in the center. Because that's the center. We're all around, we're chanting the one mantra, that's the center. That's unifying us, that's moving us, that's reciprocating with us, that yajna-shala, that maha mantra. That's Madhuri aspect. Now, when we go, then that mandali goes out to the streets and then distributes the holy name. That same sweetness that they're relishing, then that becomes Audharya. So in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's, the same example is there in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela. When he's in Shiva Sangam, it's a very private assembly. It's only by invitation, Nirmantran. And many people come bang on the door, hey, let me in. No, it's too late. This class starts at 4 o'clock. It's locked. No one else comes in. So then, as you know, this pastime is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that every night they had their Ratri Kirtan, and only the Nityaparishads were allowed, or Nityaparishads, or the liberated souls, like Jagai and Madai. Jagai and Madai, at least in this Leela, and they manifested as conditioned souls who attained the mercy of the Lord and got liberated from their life of sin and immorality. And they were allowed entrance. And it was amazing. People thought, wow, why is it? I'm a Chaturvedi Brahmin. I have such a high birth. Why I can't get inside the Shiva Sangam? Why this Jagai Mata is so sinful? They come in? No, because now they're purified. They become purified by the mercy of Nityananda and Gauranga. Now they become the associates of the Lord, eternal associates. So they were allowed in. Of course, Haridas Thakur was also there. And together they relished so much sweetness. And then sometimes they would go outside, and then they would take the kirtan to the streets. The same Ratri kirtan they would take to the streets of Navadvip Mandal and Mayapur. And at that time they would need a torch to light up the streets to illuminate, so the kirtan party could see where they're going on that trip and whatnot. And moreover, not only to light up the way, torches required, like a big flaming torch on a stick, but then the faces of the devotees could be illuminated. There's two things. Light, you can use a torch to light your way, and you can also light your face too. So these torches were being held like this, and they were casting light on the pathway as they were walking, and casting illuminance and light on the faces of the parishads. So then when anybody saw them as they went by their house or through their villages in Navadvip, when we go on Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, we go through all the villages of all the different the dvipams, Madhyadvip and Madhyamadvip. I went once on Parikrama, 9 days. And then all the people come out and greet you, and they roll in the dust in front of you. And you must have seen. It's quite an amazing thing. So they want to see, look, they're especially curious to see all these white faces. At least I went in long ago, one of the first ones they went on. Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, 1988 or 89, somewhere long back there. And there wasn't many devotees in our ISKCON party. But it was an unforgettable experience and impressions. We camped out there. We just stayed there and went around. And going through the villages in Harinam, people said, the Bengalis. So this devotee here, Shivas Pandit, he would chant Haribol, and he carried a torch to light the way when the Lord performed kirtan. So when I read that, then all these ideas came in my mind. So I wanted to share those. Nandanacharya Chalilena Pritamane Nityananda Janare Grihe Aila Pratame. Nandanacharya, in whose house Nityananda first stayed, also came along in ecstasy. Nandanacharya's house is right next to ISKCON, or what today is ISKCON. And you go out of ISKCON's property and turn left, and the first temple you see on the left is the Gaudiya Math temple, but it commemorates the place of Nandanacharya's house. And that's where Nityananda first and Lord Chaitanya first met when Nityananda returned to Navadvip. And so he came along and he was in ecstasy. Everyone's in ecstasy. Everyone's happy. Everyone's happy to go to Jagannath Puri. Everyone's in ecstasy. Everyone's chanting Hari Bol. And that's what it means when one has pure consciousness. And you're meeting the Lord. And when pure consciousness meets the Lord, then the result is ecstasy, anand. So these are all the devotees who have pure consciousness, totally pure consciousness. So they're blissful, they're happy, they're joyful. Harishe chalila shuklambara brahmachari janra anamage kailena gorahari. Shuklambara brahmachari also happily came along. All these adjectives are always there, everywhere. So, harshamane, harishe, harsh, 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 harsh. Harsh means happiness, satisfaction, harsh. Shuklambara Brahmacharya also happily came. Gaurahari personally begged rice from him and ate it. And that Shuklambara Brahmacharya, he would go out and do madhukari, and people would give him some flat rice. It's very common in Navadvip. This chira, whatever. This flat rice, and they would give that. It's very cheap, and they would give it. And he would go down to the Ganga and mix it with water and put a little spice. For spicing, he would take a little Mayapur Raj. That was his pepper. He would sprinkle some dust from the Mayapur on this flat rice, I mix it with Ganga Jal, and then he offered the Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Krishna in his mind. Then he would take his madhukari, flat rice, and very tasty, very, very tasty. You can only imagine how tasty that was. I know. Flat rice with Ganga Jal and sprinkle a little bit, you know, condiment of Mayapur Raj, the dust of Mayapur. Something transcendental. A lokic swad. Spiritual taste. And Lord Chaitanya came, "Hey, what is this? You're having a big feast here? Are you hiding by yourself? Brahmacharis, I know you get prasad. You go somewhere, hide and eat it, you know?" Like if some brahmachari stumbles across some prasad, he's not going to make noise like a crow. Because a crow, one of the features of a crow, unlike other animals, when a crow finds a stash of food, then he calls his friends. Amazing. Even though he's black and all that. You know, he's black. He's not black-hearted. He's not black-hearted. We may be white or black, but our hearts are too much black. So he gets us up, and he lands on some piece of bread or something. Goes, ha, 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 ha! Why is he doing that? He's calling all his friends. Come on, let's chow down. It's a feast over here. And then they come. Of course, they fight a little bit over the thing, and one guy runs away with a piece of bread, and the other guy chases him, bites him, and then he drops it. You know, but initially... He actually says, he lands there, he just stands there, he's right there, and he goes, ha, ha, ha. And all his friends come, shh, all right. And then they have to figure out who's going to get it. But this is very unusual. No, it's a special feature. And it's even recognized in Shastra how the crow has this tendency. But we, you know, brahmacharis, we generally don't do like make big noise. We go somewhere, it's Sunday feast, and we're cleaning the temple room, and we go behind a curtain in the prasadam hall. We find a whole bucket of sweet rice because somebody stashed and they forgot. And they went to sleep. And we think, God, it's 11 o'clock at night. I'm by myself. And I know I can't let this go to waste. So then we do the needful. And then we don't show up for a few days in Mangal Arati. But, we had to rise to the call of duty sometimes. So he was there taking his madhukari flat rice, and Lord Chaitanya came and said, "Oh, what is this? You know, let me have some." So then he came and he basically, "Please, you did madhukari and you collected such a nice thing, and can I beg some? Can you please? I'm also now I'm doing you. It's like madhukari parampara. Akinchana Krishna Das Chalila Sridhar, Janra Jala Pana Kaila Prabhu Vishwambar, Sridhar, the materially impoverished servant of Krishna also came." Sridhar, he actually lived near, this isn't called Avesha Sridhar, it's another Sridhar. And his house is nearby the Jagannath Mandir, which is called, I forget what's the name of that village, Ratnapur or something like that. Do you remember? And Mayapur, you go somewhere, Iskandar says Jagannath Mandir. It's in one particular village. So his house is right near there. And when you go to visit that temple, you can go in the back through the mango grove, go through the mango grove and out, and there's a little house commemorating his place. That's Sridhar. He was very poor. I can't remember exactly, but whatever money he got, he used to use to worship the Ganga. I think he was like that. And he had one cup for drinking water. It was iron cup, black iron cup. Had a crack in it. And when you lift it up to drink water, it would drip out. So it wasn't a very effective drinking cup. But Lord Chaitanya was so much impressed because he was Lord Chaitanya's devotee and Krishna's devotee, but he just lived in abject poverty. And he had some business or sold something or begged, I don't know what. And he got a little money, and he would use it to buy some flowers and puja articles and worship Ganga Devi, Krishna's Parishad. And then Lord Chaitanya one time came there and said, "Oh, Sridhar, you know, you're drinking from this fancy cup. You have this nice drinking cup." And then he grabbed it, and Sridhar grabbed his hand and said, "No, my lord, don't touch that. It's broken. It's not nice." You know? He said, no, let me." So Lord Chaitanya took that cup because anything connected to the devotee is worshipable. Even an iron cup is worshipable, not only to others, but even to the Lord. The Lord worships his devotees, and even worships the paraphernalia of his devotees. So he drank water from his cup. Usually Krishna has his own cup reserved for him. But sometimes the Lord even takes the remnants of his devotees. You see in Krishna Lila and Gaur Lila also, Lord Chaitanya sometimes take remnants from devotees' plates. This description is there. And Krishna in Bhojan Lila, Bhojan Thali, and Kamyavan, and Vrindavan Kamyavan, when the boys would sit there and take their bhoga, then Krishna would eat right out of their mouths. His devotees, Sridham, Subal, they're eating. They're his devotees. His parishas, and they're eating some raskula, and they say, oh, this samosa raskula is so good. He said, acha, how good? Oh, it's very good. And Krishna just grab it right out of their mouth, break it. You know? Like I've seen here, when you feed a cow, you feed a cow some roti and the roti's hanging out. I've seen a monkey come and pull the roti from his mouth and pull it. The cow would bite harder and go like that. And then the monkey's go, and then the monkey gets some and the cow gets some. I said, wow, this is too much. Because the monkey was on the roof watching. He's just looking down like this. And I was feeding the cow. I only had a couple of rotis and he just jumped down. I didn't even notice. And I was feeding one and the other one was going like, munching on a couple of rotis and was hanging out like this. Then he pulled it like too much, you know. So we'll continue there tomorrow.